Maybe we can chuckle a little when we hear today's gospel, Jesus and Nicodemus talking past each other on the Greek. To be born from above and to be born again would have been the same phraseology. So we heard Nicodemus ask, how can a man once grown old be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he? There's confusion, obviously, for Nicodemus, who didn't have, for instance, baptism as a sacrament to draw upon here. There can be confusion, though, I think, on our part, too. We hear in John's third chapter the words that give birth to a movement. Are you a born-again Christian? Usually, we might think of a Pentecostal here, someone who has selected a version of Christianity away from the mainstream, whose worship might be characterized with less formality, more emotion. There also can be self-described born-again Catholics who not just have experienced a conversion, but are more charismatic in their expression of the faith. This born-again talk might make us chuckle also, an uncomfortable chuckle at times. These born-again Christians are so fixated, we perhaps can think, so intense, so emotional. Maybe that's not the way I express my belief. But titles or not, God is asking for our hearts, our lives, our conversion. Be we about in a tent service or the quiet of our prayer. Two questions for today from this. Choose the one that maybe fits better this morning. One, what aspect of my Catholic faith do I need to celebrate a bit more that I benefit from, but maybe take a little for granted? Alternatively, second, what aspect of my life is God inviting a rebirth in, calling on that grace of baptism, that grace and confirmation, that grace from reconciliation? How might I move down that road to be born again, to be born from above this Easter day?